Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. In this story that we're reading and studying in 2 Samuel chapter 21, we come across a lady named Rizpah. And Rizpah's heartbreaking vigil over the bodies of her sons reminds us of the weight of covenant breaking. Day and night, she fought off scavengers, mourning the gruesome consequences of sin. And her sorrow moved David to act. And so David gathers up the bones of Saul and his sons for a proper burial. And then the curse was lifted, the famine ended, and the rain fell, and the land was restored. But this was just one curse in one place at one time. Humanity carries a greater burden, the curse of sin. Our rebellion against God has separated us from Him, leaving us spiritually dry and longing for renewal. And just as Israel's curse was removed through burial, our ultimate curse was removed through Christ, death, and burial, and resurrection. Jesus became the atonement for our sin, and His empty grave is the undeniable proof that God accepted Jesus' sacrifice. He alone bridges the gap between us and God. And because of Christ, the famine is over, the curse is removed, and all who trust in Him have access to the Father. So is your life marked by spiritual famine? Then come to the King who has mediated for you, who has made atonement for you, and who lifts the curse off of you. Surrender in faith to Him today. And as you pray, thank Jesus for becoming your atonement. Ask God to restore any dry or broken areas in your life. And lift up Dennis Lopez and his family, our missionaries serving in Honduras. And also pray for the Sign Language American Life Word broadcast that's seen in the United States. And remember, Jesus is the good King who has made things right. Trust in Him.